Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone. This is The Roman Show, July 1st, 2015. Today, we welcome Caleb Conley of the World Wrestling Network. He'll be competing for the FIP title against the champion, Rick Swan. Plus, we take a look at all the promotions in Japan. Which one is the best? What are the top talents? Also, Chad Mendes versus Conor McGregor. Is Mendes a bigger threat than Aldo? Tune in to The Roman Show as it starts right now.
Step down to the get down.
All right, whenever you're ready. You're ready.
5 seconds to the open.
Aquarius, watch that little gimbal.
We don't want you coming off in the face.
Booster, go. Retro, go. Vital, go. Five. Guidance, go. Surgeon, go. Light, go.
We're going, light.
GNC,
we're going.
Telling you, go.
Control.
FAO, we are go. Network, go. Covering,
go.
Capcom,
we're go fly.
Launch control, this is Houston, we are go for launch.
The Roman Show.
With your host, Rodolfo Roman.
Hello, 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 and welcome everyone to The Roman Show. This is July 1st. Today we welcome Caleb Conley of FIP, part of the World Wrestling Network. He will be taking on Rich Swan, the FIP champ, World Heavyweight Champion, actually. So check that out. That's going to be taking place this Friday, July 3rd, right before Independence Day, July 4th. 4th of July, obviously landing on a Saturday this year. But Declaration of Independence, Friday, July 3rd from Yuba City, Florida, starts at 9 p.m. If you can't see it in person, no worries. You can check it out for yourself at WWNLive.com. And the big news this week is that Conor McGregor will not be fighting the champion, Jose Aldo. We briefly spoke about his injury last week, as he fractured one of his ribs or had a rib injury, but now we get 100% sure that he will not be part of the major pay-per-view that the UFC invested a lot of money in promoting this fight card. And fortunately, well, it's not going to happen. I would look forward to watching it myself, but we're going to get Chad Mendes. And this leads us into...
Ladies and gentlemen, listeners all around the world, welcome to The Showdown.
Yes, sir, this is the MMA Showdown. Conor McGregor is not going to face Jose Aldo after all that heat. Joining me on the other end, he is part of Reality Check, but today he's joining me on the other side, George Alonso. George, what's going on, man?
Not much, man. Just happy to always be here on The Roman Show, my original home.
Yes, sir. My pleasure. Now, George, I know we talk for wrestling here, but I'd love to get your opinion because you know a little bit about MMA as well. But Conor McGregor was going to fight featherweight champion Jose Aldo. It's not the first time he backs down from a fight. He's done it on, I believe, over four times already in the past. So Dana White said, listen, because of the history that Jose Aldo has, of dropping out of title fights and defending his title, well, we're going to put in place an interim title versus Conor McGregor versus Chad Mendes. And now McGregor and Mendes will meet next week, July 11th, from Las Vegas at UFC 189. Many people had invested money. It's International Fight Week. Everyone wanted to come see the fight. It was big buzz. A lot of money was invested in this. Unfortunately, we come to this. Plan B, McGregor versus Mendes. At least the fight, or at least McGregor, or at least one of the guys, did not drop out of the fight card, which is great because we get something. And plus, I like to remind people that there is another title fight, and that's Robbie Lawler versus Rory McDonald. We interviewed Lawler here on the program not too long ago. He defends his welterweight title against McDonald. So please, let's not forget, there are two titles on the line. But George, in my opinion, I think Mendes is just as a big or even major problem for McGregor because Mendes is great stand-up, but we haven't seen Aldo yet on, well, he has been tested on the floor, but and let's face it, he is a Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu black belt and so forth, but he loves the stand-up game. But Mendes is a whole different story, because this is a top-notch wrestler who could very well submit McGregor, which, mind you, McGregor's loss came out of a submission. That's his only loss that he's had, and it came from a submission, George.
Yep, and I have to agree with you. Mendes is pretty much a total package, because McGregor, I don't remember if it was his first or second fight, but he said, went on to quote, that he's in a division full of has-beens, which of course caught Aldo's attention, and hence the big rivalry between the two. But personally, I think McGregor's hands are completely full with Chad Mendes coming into this fight, because, like you said, McGregor's only loss was to a submission, and Mendes is very skilled both standing and ground. So I think McGregor has his numbers cut up for him in this one.
Yeah, and I actually get to correct myself. Actually, two losses that McGregor has, and they're both come from submissions, one the knee bar and one of an arm triangle choke. And Mendes is part of the Alpha Male gym with Uriah Faber, and they love to submit people. I mean, there's billions of the fighters of Alpha Male. They love to get their fighters or opponents in submissions. You see it all the time. Uriah Faber himself is one of them who loves to get his opponents into submissions.
Mr. Roman, don't count McGregor completely out yet, because McGregor is 100% skilled in the stand-up game. So who knows? Maybe, Mendes could be going for a shoot and McGregor will catch him coming in. It's happened before in UFC.
Mm-hmm.
So, but
at the same time, you got to look at McGregor. He loves to stand up. Mendes will stand up with you. The fight he had against Aldo was a very good one. He really challenged Aldo. There is no doubt he challenged him. And Mendes, just like other opponents that Aldo has had, gave him a challenge because of his wrestling. His wrestling is phenomenal.
Well, we
haven't
McGregor
seen has not been tested. We haven't seen McGregor be tested in the wrestling. It's always, the knockout power. So Mendes is going to do this. He's going to go at one point, one way or another. He's going to take down McGregor, and that is when we're going to have to see McGregor's skills on the floor. We don't know what he's capable of doing.
I agree with you, but McGregor's skills in the stand-up game hasn't been 100% put to the test either, because all his fights has ended in the first round and in the easiest way possible too. It is hard to even find McGregor break a sweat in any of his fights. So in this one, I really think his skills are going to be put to the test.
Well, let's find out, because I'll tell you this. Chad Mendes' last fight was against Ricardo Lamas, a very respectable fighter, and he defeated his opponent in the first round at 2 minutes and 45 seconds via TKO punches. So McGregor, I haven't heard you talk too much. You've said that you're going to go ahead and destroy Mendes, but I don't know, man. You're definitely up for a challenge. Now, switching gears, I want to talk about the whole UFC fighter kit. They released jerseys, if you want to say, for the fighters that they're going to walk out with. And if you haven't taken a look at them, they're all over the internet. Basically, they kind of remind me, George, of kind of like soccer jerseys, with the fighter's name in the back. And as you
That's
walk
pretty cool.
to the octagon, yeah, it's pretty neat, because it makes it more, as a team, pretty neat. They run about 80, 90 bucks. On Reebok.com. So that's the latest stuff that they got going on. But like everything, right? There happened to be some mishaps. It turns out that some of these jerseys that were printed and they were being promoted on the UFC or the Reebok website, well, some of the names were misspelled, George. For example, our very good friend, CM Punk. His name was not going to be CM Punk in UFC. He's going to go by his real name, Phillip Burks or Brooks. But it turns out that CM Punk's name, which is, Phillip Brooks. Brooks or Brooke? Brooke, right?
Brooke,
I always keep forgetting. Well, Phillip is misspelled. Just missing an L. it wasn't correctly spelled. And that's not the only thing. Gilbert Melendez, El Nino, his name was misspelled. instead of being G-I-L-B-E-R-T, it was spelled as Giblert, G-I-B-L-E-R-T. And this one is just really heartbreaking because there's two Mauricios or it's really bad. Fighters or two Lyotos. Two Mauricios in the UFC. You know, you got Lyoto Machida, two Lyotos. I'm sorry, yeah, that's what it was. Two Lyotos. But they messed up the names. I don't know what's going on here. They had a little bit of a mistake there with the write up, but man, that's not a good way to start things off.
No, it's not. Especially for a brand new thing debuting. Not only are you going to make the fans upset for ordering a mistake, but at the same time, you're going to upset the fighters, which I think are more important. So yeah.
It was kind of tough, you know. But I mean, the Gilbert one is just, whew. That one was really funny because they really messed that one up. So, Lyoto Machida, they pulled his name. M-A-R-C-I-O, Lyoto Machida. But there's another guy that his name is Marie. It's so really, really, really big deal there with the whole misspelling. Hopefully, they get things squared away and they don't get things out there and mess it up. I want to touch one more subject, and that's Don Frey, the UFC Hall of Famer, MMA Hall of Famer. For some reason, he has a bone to pick with Cain Velasquez. I don't know why, but he just doesn't like Cain Velasquez, the former heavyweight champion. According to Don Frey says that Cain Velasquez is an idiot who doesn't deserve a championship rematch. He was on one of these podcast shows, and he says, come on, man, just saying this guy's an idiot. Cain Velasquez did not train properly for the fight. He's a moron, and he got his ass kicked. And he deserved to get his ass kicked. He's supposed to be the world heavyweight champion. He doesn't have enough sense to go somewhere and get acclimated to the climate or the altitude. Jeez, he's training at sea level. He's going to fight at 7,800 feet. You know, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to tell you that. And he goes on and on and on and on. So he is definitely not a fan of Cain Velasquez. This is not the first time that he speaks on Velasquez. He's picked on him prior. Something about his boxing or through his stand-up game or not. I wonder what it is with Don Frey. We've had him here in the program. I'd love to have him here in the show. Maybe he, you know, if Don Frey is criticizing Cain, why doesn't he train him? He's retired, right?
Yeah, I agree. I actually agree with that statement. You know, don't bash the product, fix the product. You know, it's if you have a better idea, you know, go in and especially with such a resume as Don Frey, why doesn't he instead of saying, oh, this guy is such a dumbass, instead of saying, hey, what a dumbass, hey, let me go ahead and show you how you could do it better.
Yeah, so, totally unfair.
I agree.
Totally unfair, Don Frey. Don Frey, train Cain Velasquez. Let's see if you can make him better. Perhaps next time he could be Fabricio Verdun or whoever the world heavyweight champion is. We'll be right back after the short break. You guys need an affordable website, you need to call ChoOnline.com. That's ChoOnline.com. They'll do the website at your preference at an affordable price. That's ChoOnline.com. Check them out. All right, everyone. As you know, the Roman show was in Japan, and George, we had a splendid time over there. You can see some of the pictures. Hi. We also have some video that you can check out on YouTube. You're working on your Japanese, aren't you?
Hi.
Well, we interviewed Hayato Suzuki, who is a top-ranked fighter in Japan, and Also, we got to interview some fans at the Pro Wrestling NOAH professional wrestling show, and we got to speak to the owner of Ribera Steakhouse. Ribera Steakhouse is a must stop for professional wrestlers and MMA guys. They go out there and eat these big, gigantic steak. George, they actually have on the menu the Yokozuna special. It's like 3 pounds of steak and with corn. I did not try it, but it's about 3 pounds of steak. And it's named now, after Yokozuna.
Now, don't mistake that for the WWE pro wrestler now, Mr. Roman, because the Yokozuna is pretty much the champion in their sumo wrestling league over there. That's what they call the sumo wrestling champion, the Yokozuna.
Yes. And I don't want to ruin it for you, but I'll let you know the history and the story about why they named it that. And who started the trend of all the professional wrestlers going to Ribera Steakhouse? There's a reason why this started, and it goes way, 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 way back. But I will tell you this, John Cena might swing by when he goes over there with the WWE visits this weekend, Japan, in Tokyo.
I won't be surprised. I'm actually looking forward to that event.
Yeah, 5:30 a.m. on the network. See if you wake up that early to check out Brock Lesnar versus Kofi Kingston. And Kevin Owens, I know, is going to be out there. Finn Balor, too, right?
Yep, Finn Balor is going for the NXT Championship against the NXT Heavyweight Champion, Kevin Owens, live in Tokyo, Japan.
That's going to be awesome. I know that this thing is definitely going to be absolutely awesome. And the fact that we're going to see it live here in the States, or afterwards if you want to see it, whatever your choice is, that's awesome. So check it out on the network for only
$9.99.
Right?
$9.99. Yep.
$9.99. And to be honest,
I'm just saying now, expect, don't blink during the Lesnar-Kofi Kingston match, because if not, you're going to miss it. I feel like that's going to be the
quick one.
Yeah, I feel like it's going to be a quick one.
You think so?
Yeah, I believe so, yes.
Jesus, that's not
Come
fair,
on, Roman. Kofi Kingston versus Brock Lesnar, come on.
Yeah, but at least give him a little opportunity to be there. So 5:30 a.m. Eastern time, 2:30 a.m. Pacific time. What's that?
That's like putting a football player versus a tennis player. Who's going to win? Anyway.
Well, you should have given him some competition. All right, let's move forward. By the way, George, kudos to you. You interviewed Mickey James. Check that interview out. It's on our YouTube channel. That's youtube.com/rroman0201. We got Mickey James interview. We got Paige as well. She was at the Florida SuperCon. And she spoke about, well, a few that she would love to have in the WWE. And Mickey James talked about, well, if she returns to the E, who she would wrestle. And George spoke to her. And also check out exclusive content from the UFC Fight Night here in Florida. You have interviews with upcoming fighters, fighters that you already know. And also the big controversy of Yoel Romero after defeating Machida in a very impressive way by knockout. And then, well, he said something that was very controversial, and that's people really don't understand. He said gay Jesus. He says he did not. Then he tried to clarify it, say he was talking about something else. Whatever it may be, it's up to you what you want to call it. I understand he doesn't speak the best English, but at the end of the day, it did sound like he was talking about homosexuals and gay marriages. But despite the fact, check all the video out. You be the judge of it. But I do know this, Yoel Romero will be back in the octagon, and he was definitely impressive against Machida. So God knows who's going to face next, but the guy is definitely awesome. And he's only 38 years old. Imagine if he would have been younger, like Dana White said. All right, George, well, let's talk some pro wrestling, because as we said, at Florida SuperCon, there were a lot of guys, a lot of well-known performers there. Mickey James, you had the APA with Bradshaw and Ron Simmons. And we also had Tita Santana. That interview is also going to come up soon. We touched on some several topics there. But a lot of fun out there at the Florida SuperCon, George, with all these wrestlers. And Daniel Bryan was there as well. Anything that you know that he said in regards to his career in the WWE or pro wrestling?
Unfortunately, I wasn't able to be there for the Q&A because I was not informed at what time the Q&A was. You know, I was walking around and the next minute I find out through one of the employees at SuperCon when I asked that it already had passed. So I was, and mind you, it wasn't the employee's fault. I just was trying to say, hey, you know, did the Q&A pass? And the guy said, yeah, it already passed. So it was my fault for skipping out on it. And yeah, so my bad.
Well, we did hear the page one, so you can see that for yourself on our website or at the YouTube channel. So sign up, and you will then find out what she had to say, who she would love to wrestle if given the chance in the WWE. And trust me, you'll be like, huh? But hey, if you look at what she did in Shimmer, you'll understand why. George, we want to briefly talk here about TNA. It seems like everyone is exiting TNA for some reason. I don't want to say everyone, but a very respected pro wrestlers. Austin Aries is allegedly out. Taryn Terrell. Awesome Kong, James Storm, Magnus, Gunner, Sam Shaw. He was at the Florida SuperCon. What is going on with TNA?
Man, I've lost complete and utter control as far as TNA is concerned. Like, you have these legends writing on social media saying that, oh, that's as long as they're open. You know, they're all already predicting the closing of TNA. So, but then also in other rumors speculate a partnership between another organization that we'll bring up later and TNA. So it's kind of like you don't know what direction TNA is going. For years now, I could not even remember when it started. That's how long ago this started. People were saying TNA was going out of business. So, and it's still around today. Now, I don't know, Mr. Roman. TNA is kind of like hanging by a thread, but they're hanging on strong.
Yeah, I don't understand it myself. All these people are jumping ship, but at the same time, it's still in the air. Now, we've had Jeff Jarrett. He announced some, he kind of insinuated that some stuff was going to happen, but here we see him in TNA. He wins the King of the Mountain, and it seems like there's a GFW versus TNA angle going on.
Yep, and that's what I was talking about, that basically, apparently, there's a partnership going on between GFW and TNA, which, as you all should remember, Jeff Jarrett was the founding father of TNA before he left the company. Now, I guess he's returned, and this time as the TNA King of the Mountain champion. So, I don't know what's going on. I really don't know. They're probably starting off fresh. You know, when it comes to their roster, can this be a partnership? Like, not saying it's a partnership with the WWE and NXT because they're both the same company, but can we be seeing something like that where GFW and TNA become their own version of WWE and NXT?
Be pretty interesting to see what's going to happen there. But one thing that's unfortunate, sad, is that PWI, one of the most respected professional wrestling magazines, has dropped the TNA title of having significance. So no longer, George, if you were a pro wrestler, you won the championship from TNA, they won't even credit it. That's kind of a slap to the face of the company.
But Mr. Roman, after all this bashing that even your wrestlers, the wrestlers themselves, are doing towards the company of TNA, would you, as this well-renowned wrestling, you know, illustration, would you recognize a title like that when even the wrestlers themselves are not recognizing it anymore?
You know, it's pretty sad.
It is pretty sad. And, you know, I hope that, like, I'm never going to wish anything out of business. So I really hope TNA can bounce back from this and, you know, give the fans what they really deserve.
But, you know, at the same time, that title does have some significance. Many, many respected wrestlers held that title. Samoa Joe, Kurt Angle, I mean, Jeff Jarrett, right? So it's not like if a bunch of bums held this title. It has something behind it.
AJ Styles has held it. You know, many, many great wrestlers who walked down the hall in TNA have held that title. And mind you, it's very sad that PWI has dropped the meaning of the belt or the actual the credits of that belt. But like I said, I feel like TNA is going to start off fresh, and we'll see what the year has just started, Mr. Roman. We're only in July. Let's see what happens through the year.
Says here that one of the latest rumors is that Global Force was basically TNA's last option for an invasion angle after Ring of Honor turned them down. There is no longer a working relationship with Russell One and AAA and is already affiliated with Lucha Underground. Interesting note there.
Lucha Underground working with GFW?
That's from what I understand. You know, this is all really up in the air. This is coming here from sescoops.com, a pretty reputable source. But to see that, you know, and it goes back again, and I think we were, this is our next topic here. The WWE is just taking all these athletes from small companies, and with NXT now, it seems like they have the best of the best of indie talent. So where does it leave the indie talent? Where does it put them, and what does it give to the fans? It leaves them clueless. This is what's happening right now. You got GFW, TNA. It's like a big cluster, you know what?
Yeah, I see this as a double-edged sword. You know, it benefits the wrestlers, the independent wrestlers, the professional wrestlers, however they want to be considered, to work 10 times harder, especially now being that the independent scene is now a bigger feeding ground to the major companies than it has ever been before in the last couple of years that we've ever seen. Because for the last couple of years, let's admit, WWE was looking at models. They were looking at football players, MMA fighters, and training them from the ground up. And now you literally see WWE, TNA, ROH signing all these independent wrestlers like we're on a farm, like we're on a Jewish farm. You know, it no offense to any Jews, but it is the truth. But then here's the other side of the sword, Mr. Roman. The other side of the sword is basically the independent fans get, you know, are the losing side of this, because then all the great wrestlers that we want to see live, okay, they don't get to see them anymore until that one company comes to their city, and then they could see them live again, and they can't even interact with them because interaction with these wrestlers are slim to none, because in the independents, they don't have a time limit to interact with you. But for these ROHs and WWEs, they say, oh, they're only doing autographs for an hour. You know, you can't really have that conversation you did with them back in when they were in the independents. So it's kind of like a double-edged sword in this kind of thing, Roman.
I guess you're definitely right. Now switching to that and independence, we're going to switch to Japan. You know, I was out there about 2 weeks ago. I got a chance to visit Pro Wrestling NOAH. And unlike the United States, where everyone's trying to have TV contracts and trying to get the best of the best, in Japan, there's a whole bunch of promotions. And the funny thing is, George, that you go to Pro Wrestling NOAH, and you will see an ROH banner. You will see an ROH t-shirt. I mean, sorry, not an ROH, a New Japan t-shirt being sold at a Pro Wrestling NOAH event, which is weird because they're competition, right? But it so happens that for some reason, I guess it's because of the respect that they have for the sport, it does not matter what promotion you wrestle for. They all work together to make a good product and to make those dream matches a reality.
Well, Mr. Roman, let me correct you. Pro Wrestling NOAH and Ring of Honor are actually working together.
Yeah. So, no, but I meant to say that you see New Japan Wrestling products or merchandise in a Pro Wrestling NOAH event.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
And that's what shocked me. That's what shocked me. It seems like everyone is together, even though they're competition.
Because here it's about business. Mr. Roman, and that's how I see it. United States is all about business, whereas in Japan, it's all about moving forward. is about productivity, you know, it's about advancing. You know, they don't stick to one situation over there and say, oh my God, we're in a ratings war. Pause everything. You know, over there is pretty much, hey, we're all wrestlers. We have to entertain the people sitting on those chairs. And guess what? We're going to go out there and do it no matter what company we wrestle for.
Yeah, so it's really, really cool. And people just forget, you know, what company you represent. And it's really about honor. And when I was there and they had the tribute to Misawa, it didn't matter what promotion you were from. You were there to support the guy who passed away in Hiroshima during competition. You know, he had a cardiac arrest right after competing in the Hiroshima Green Arena. And, you know, people just forgot about who they wrestled for. And they just said, hey, let's come together and remember this person. And they did. And it's a beautiful thing because you're able to see top-notch wrestling and there's no ego, there's no nothing, and there's a lot of respect, George.
Because, again, and this goes out to any kind of wrestler listening in to me right now. This has nothing to do with Mr. Roman. This is from me. Guys, if you're a wrestler and you're putting on a show, don't worry about nothing more than just entertaining the people sitting on your chair. Okay, because guess what? Those fans paid $7, $8, $10, $12 to come see you. Okay? They didn't come to see you whine and complain because some other person is wrestling at some other show. Okay? Mm-hmm. They came to see you. So, doesn't matter. And if you have a problem with a product, if you have a problem with how a person is wrestling or how a company is working, you have a mouth. Speak up. But don't insult, speak up. It's about the same thing like the Don Fry situation. If you have an issue with a person, don't bash it. Go improve it by offering a hand. We're all in the same business to entertain. End the story.
Very true. Now, we take a look at some of these companies. You got Pro Wrestling Noah. New Japan Wrestling obviously is very, very popular here in the States. And so is Noah. You got 01, mm-hmm. To name a few. Also, you have Antonio Inoki. He has a pro wrestling company. He used to have one many years ago as well. But you got the Inoki Genome Federation. You got Dragon Gate. All Japan Pro Wrestling. Wrestle One. You have all these companies over there with such great talent. George, if you're an American and you don't know too much about these Japanese promotions, and mind you, they have wrestling shows in Japan every week, maybe three times a week. What separates each of these companies or these promotions? What sets them apart?
Very hard question. The only thing I could tell you, Mr. Roman, is that a company like Dragon's Gate cannot be compared to a New Japan Pro Wrestling. Because Dragon's Gate, if you watch their product, it's a very high-paced, high-flying action. Where New Japan is more kind of like the classic style of pro wrestling while still adding that suspense, you know, of wrestling. It's very hard. But at the end of the day, again, when you look at each and one of those companies, Mr. Roman, you do not see now one person worrying about someone else's match or how horrible the other match was or what the other company is doing, because all they're doing is going out there and wrestling for the fans who paid to watch them. Simple.
And they go so to the extreme, you know, both these, whomever, and you know, they got 3-on-3 there, they got 4-on-4 action, but these guys just go crazy. The chops that these men take. There's a guy, a professional wrestler over there who's like, freaking, you look like 60, taking chops from these young guys. And he would go up to him, keep hitting me. It's insane.
Yeah, well, it's very hard pace. It's pretty much, I consider professional wrestling for Japan like kind of like a religion for them. You know, it's not sports entertainment for them. It's a sport.
And you know, that's what Chris Jericho said in a recent interview. He said, that's the reason why, you know, if the E is going to be in Japan, so am I, because that's where I started my career. I wanted to be someone in Japan to get the respect, because you get the front page coverage in the newspapers when it comes to wrestling. You get it. And that's because the sport is taken a whole lot different. It's scripted, but at the end of the day, there's so much respect for it.
It's true. It's very true. Yes, I just stole that from Kurt Angle, so sue me. it's very true. And Chris Jericho had great, great fights, matches over there in Japan, including with the late, great Eddie Guerrero, as Black Tiger. I cannot wait to see the WWE product hit Japan land soil. I want to see how the Japanese crowd takes it. And on top of that, you have two Hall of Famers over there in Japan that could probably make a presence at that event. And that's Antonio Inoki. And
He just received the Hall of Fame right now.
Yep, I can't pronounce his name, and I do apologize for the fans listening in, but I don't have your tongue, Mr. Roman. Remember, you went to Japan for a week and a half. I'm still here in the United States.
You're still working on that, but you're talking about Tatsumi Fujinami.
Thank you. Try saying that three times fast.
Well, he is a champion. You know, when was the last time? Do you recall the last time that WWE was in Japan? Must have been a few years ago, right? I know they went to China.
I think it was like a year or two ago, actually, where they actually broadcasted a Monday Night Raw from Japan. I don't recall. I think it was like about a year or two ago, Mr. Roman.
I do remember they did go to Japan, to China. I do remember that.
Well, China, yeah, but that wasn't a live broadcast. That what they did was that they filmed Raw and SmackDown both from Japan. So, and I think that was like about a year or two ago.
And they're going to host it at a very historical venue where a lot of sumo wrestling has been taking place. So it's a very, very respected place. You know what's going to be the neat part when we see this event on the network? And we're so used to seeing here everyone screaming and yelling. Well, everyone is going to be silent. And they'll only scream and yell when there's a great move.
Tell you what, and Mr. Roman, do you have the full lineup for this Tokyo special?
You know, that's a very good question. I could pull that up right now, but obviously we do know that Brock Lesnar will be facing Kofi Kingston. You mentioned about the home Finn Balor.
Yep, Finn Balor and Kevin Owens. Because I would love to do a very quick prediction here before you end my segment. Of the matches, let's interact with your listeners. Who do you feel like is going to win each of these matches?
Yeah, you got Brock Lesnar versus Kingston.
Brock Lesnar. That's my pick.
You got Owens versus Balor for the NXT title.
Balor, I'm going for. That's my prediction.
Really? Okay.
Yep.
You got Jericho versus Neville.
Ooh, tough one. I would have to go for Neville.
And mind you, Jericho wanted Finn Balor because he said that Balor made his name in Japan just like he did. So that was his Japanese dream match, but he got Neville. All right, John Cena and Dolph Ziggler versus King Barrett and Kane.
Ooh, wow. Talking about a little put-together match there. Of course, John Cena and Ziggler for the win there.
Okay. Nikki Bella and Nikki Bella versus Paige versus Naomi for the title.
Nikki Bella.
Cesaro versus Diego.
Oh, come on. Cesaro.
Lucha Dragons versus The New Day.
The New Day.
Oh, well, there you go. That's your matchups for the July 4th live from Tokyo, Japan. Gosh, I would have wished I would have stayed a little longer just to check that out. Eesh.
Well,
and next time.
Well, how about we do this, Mr. Roman? The first person who sends you predictions will get like a gift from the Roman Show or something. They tweet you with their predictions.
Yeah, tweet it out the Roman Show. You got some good predictions. We'll hook you up with some merchandise we got for you. So don't worry about that. Just go ahead and tweet to us and we'll hook you up with the something free there, courtesy of the Roman Show. Well, George, before we go, Florida, you got your everyone's anticipating Otaku Life. When is it coming out? What's the status?
We're still coming down with the last, you know, pieces of the puzzle when it comes to the show. A couple of scheduling conflicts have come up. So, you know, sooner than later, I promise you that.
All righty then, folks. Well, that has been...
And now, it's time to give you a... Reality check.
Yes, sir. That was Reality Check with George and myself, Rodolfo Robin. We tackled pro wrestling, and now we're going to welcome none other than Caleb Conley on the program. George, thanks so much. We'll catch you next week, man.
Hey, thank you so very much for having me, Mr. Roman. Have a great day, guys. And remember, stay real out there. Good. Have a good one.
Yes, sir. All right, folks. Caleb Conley, he takes on Rich Swann for the FIP title. July 3rd, the day before Independence Day. What can he be up to? Stay tuned for the interview right now. All right, everyone, before you go out and watch the fireworks and enjoy some beer and barbecues and so forth and enjoy Independence Day, you have to watch July 3rd, the day before Independence Day. FIP is going to have a phenomenal show. That's Declaration of Independence. That's going to be taking place in Tampa. But if you're not in Florida, no worries. You can catch it live on WWNLive.com. The main event there, Caleb Conley is going to take on Rick Swann for the FIP World Heavyweight title. Caleb is getting a shot at the title. He joins us right now here on The Robin Show. How are you, Caleb?
How you doing, man?
Awesome. Well, you must be pumped. You must be excited to get this title shot July 3rd. It'll be a double celebration for you the following night if you were to win it.
That's correct. Correct. Me along with SoCal Val, we have big plans on taking over FIP after July 3rd.
You know, Caleb, I was going to ask you about that because SoCal Val is going to be walking with you. Does that give you an extra advantage knowing that this beautiful lady who has been in TNA and other promotions is going to be joining you, walking towards the ring? Does she play a very pivotal role in you winning this title?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Having Val in my corner not only gives me the drive, the will, it gives me an extra psychological advantage over Rich Swann, because every time he looks out into the crowd, he knows I've got SoCal Val. I've got what it takes. I've got the mental capacity to take that belt from him. It's just another advantage on my side.
Rich Swann, he's a tough competitor. We all know that. What do you think he's going to bring to the table against your match July 3rd? To defend his title? Is any difference we're going to see from him?
Well, Rich is definitely a tough competitor. I mean, I wrestled him all over the country. Actually, all over the world. I wrestled him in China. Mm-hmm. The man's no slouch. But when you're taking on a senior athlete brand, it's a little too much for him to handle right now. I know he's got a lot of things on his plate. He thinks he might be getting shots elsewhere. He's his mental state is not in the correct place, and I'm going to take advantage of that on July 3rd.
Yeah, you and him have competed already, also in tag matches. Do you think are you bringing something different to the table compared to the previous times you have faced him?
You know, every time I've faced him, it's been a little bit different. The last time was at Evolve in Florida in a street fight. He got the win by hitting my partner's underneath in the head with a bottle. Fortunately for me, bottles aren't going to be allowed in this fight. It's going to be a pure wrestling match, not a street fight. Like I said, Swann is definitely a great competitor, but I'm training in the ring hard. I'm training in the gym hard. I'm just going to out-train him and I'm out-perform him.
Now, you are part of the Premier Athlete brand. Do you plan to have any of these guys around, or you're going to just take this thing on upon your shoulders to possibly win this title?
For this title, I'm going to take it on by myself. But Trent Barretta is never far behind. Tony Nese is never far behind.
So those guys,
I'm sure you'll be seeing a lot more from Rathley, Brent.
All right. Now, I want to ask you this, too, because FIP Evolve, they've been under the radar. They've been under rumor mills or whatever it is on the internet, rumors that WWE might be interested in the WWN network. We don't know exactly what the premise is here or what it is, but does it bring a little bit more extra spice to you guys as performers, knowing that the WWE, this other promotion, this gigantic promotion, is looking at the product, is looking at you, is looking at Rich, is looking at all the other guys?
You know, I don't really get on the internet and look at the dirt sheets too often. Mm-hmm. I hear the rumors every time I'm at a show. Someone comes up to me and asks me what I think about this whole partnership. And to be honest with you, nothing's been said to me directly, so I'm not going to speculate on what that means. I mean, sure, it would be great, but nothing is 100%. But what is 100% is what I give it in the ring every time I go into it.
Gotcha. And I'm sure that both you guys, I think the fans, the wrestling fans in general, are going to get a sneak peek at fireworks before Independence Day when you both of you guys get inside the squared circle over there in Florida. And again, you can catch it live on HD, WWNLive.com, as Caleb takes on Rich Swann for the FIP World Heavyweight Championship title. Caleb, what can people, if you were to just round it up, summarize it, what can people expect from you against Rich Swann? I know both of you guys are high flyers, but what can people expect on that Friday?
You're going to see professional wrestling, gritty, dirty, ugly. We're gonna high fly, of course. But there's going to be a beating that goes down on July 3rd. The FIP title is the title that I've been striving for basically my entire career. First time I came to FIP, I was 21 years old, and I helped set up a ring. I wasn't even on it, on the show. I watched from the crowd as a fan, and I saw the main event happen, and I saw Eric Stevens, and I saw Goshi Ozaki wrestle 30 minutes for that FIP title. And I said, one day, I want to do that. And on July 3rd, I get that shot.
Well, you're just three count away from achieving that dream, and that's going to be July 3rd as Caleb takes on Rich Swann for the FIP World Heavyweight Championship title. Caleb, I want to thank you so much and wish you good luck, both of you guys, up in Florida as FIP presents Declaration of Independence 2015 live on the WWNLive.com. You can't miss it, guys. Thanks so much, Caleb.
I appreciate it, man.
Thank you, man.
There you have it, Caleb Conley, July 3rd, from Huber City, Florida. Yes, sir, FIP bringing you great action. You don't want to miss it. Their champion, Rick Swann, putting up his title against Caleb Conley in a matchup, again, that Caleb only dreamed of. It's now it's going to become a reality. And then July 4th, you got the WWE in Tokyo, Japan. It's going to be a whole lot of fun with pro wrestling action. So, no complaints from you guys. Well, thanks so much for tuning in this week on this week's podcast. Make sure to follow us on Twitter at The Roman Show. Follow me at RomanDH and subscribe to our YouTube channel because we have a whole long list of interviews posted there that you can catch up. That's Roman Show. That's the youtube.com/rroman0201. Please subscribe. You will not be disappointed. I promise you. And visit our website, theromanshow.com. Just one final word, and that's a big shout out to the American top team here in Florida. Man, they nearly went undefeated in the fight card of UFC Fight Night. Nearly undefeated. Every single fighter. I think they only asked two fighters that represent American top team that lost. Other than that, everyone else, kudos to American Top Team. Keep up the good work, Ricardo Laborio and the rest of the team. You guys are definitely putting mixed martial arts or South Florida mixed martial arts on the map because of your success. So kudos to you. Keep it up. Congratulations. You've done something that now no other team has accomplished, and you're definitely setting up. You guys are pioneers in the sport of MMA with this whole team thing. Kudos to you. Till then, guys, we'll catch you next week on The Roman Show with Yosdeny Cedeño, who fights under July 11th UFC 189 fight card. We'll catch you then. Thanks for listening.